Welcome back to our final segment of the Focus Show. You know, I am lucky enough to be a board member of the Detroit Police Athletic League, better known to most of us as Detroit PAL. And for 55 years, we've been helping youth find their greatness. And I am so proud of our next guest, who was named CEO a few years back. He and his team program year-round for 9,000 Detroit area youths. Let's welcome in my good friend and the CEO of Detroit PAL, Fred Hunter. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me on, sir.
Thanks for being with us. How's everything going for you?
Things are amazing. It's been a great 2026, and excited about PAL and so many good things that are happening.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about, but maybe just start, for those that are not familiar, give us a 60-second overview on Detroit PAL.
Yeah, glad to. PAL started in 1969, and if you imagine Detroit in 1967, just the gap between police officers and the community, the focus then was how do we develop young people, and doing that through sports was the focus then, and it's still our focus today. You know, we are a youth development organization using sports, using enrichment programs and community policing to help young people find their greatness, and we got great partners from DPD to community volunteers. And again, as you mentioned, serving over 9,000 participants with the help of 1,400 volunteers, you know, all throughout Detroit and the inner suburbs. So excited to keep our focus on kids and lifting them up to be their best.
Thanks, Fred. I want to really focus this next portion of our conversation on DPD and the important role that they play. So we know that we'll see Detroit police officers at practices. They help out with coaching. And then we've got programs like Biking with Cops, Cooling with Cops, Critical Conversations. Just talk about the important role the DPD plays in Detroit PAL, but more importantly, even how we are being recognized nationally for their involvement.
Yeah, they're our first partner and essential to what we do and how we do things. You know, what's wonderful is this gives Detroit Police an opportunity to proactively be involved with young people. And what I like about our PAL programs, instead of kids running away from officers, they actually run to the officers, as you mentioned, Steve, and the practices and the games and with what we do. So they're completely integrated on our staff. We're fortunate to have five officers. One sergeant, two corporals, and two police officers working together with us to not only deliver programs with young people, but involve other officers and other law enforcement. And that has become a national model. There's one specific program that was created in the pandemic, you know, after the George Floyd murder, where we had critical conversations with young people, 7-week program. And after those 7 weeks, you know, we continue to see increase in positive view of law enforcement, increased level of trust, increased level of safety, feeling safe around officers. And it's not only worked in Detroit, Steve, but we've launched it in Buffalo, in Houston, Texas, and in Memphis, Tennessee, and just recently in Grand Rapids, and getting great results. So, you know, organizations, PAL, other law enforcement are looking to us as a model, and we're glad to share. You know, it's a solution, you know, in times that are challenging.
Another great innovation coming out of Detroit. I'm so proud of you and Detroit PAL for being a national model, and I can't wait for it to spread even further around the rest of the country. So we've got an event coming up. This Friday is opening day, of course, and you've got a Swing for the Fences event that morning at the Corner Ballpark. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. It's so glad to, you know, be here on this the most famous corner in the state of Michigan, in Michigan and Trumbull, and you know, having the same footprint for Tiger Stadium here in the 125th year of the Tigers, 130th year being at this location. We're opening up the ballpark from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., so anyone can come down and literally swing for the fences. We'll have Schoolcraft College out, you know, pitching the pitches, and for $10, You get 10 pitches and the opportunity to see if you can hit one over the other ballpark. And, you know, the money goes to support the organization and what we do for, you know, Diamond Sports, for other programs. But we're glad to have people out. You know, we got a Walk of Heroes and a lot of historical elements here. So getting people in the mood for the Tigers and a great season, but also able to support kids learning the game and growing in their love for the game of baseball and softball as well.
It's a great way to start your day if you are coming down for opening day. And I remember in years past, we would have people just come on the field to take their crack at swinging for the fences, but they would remark and take photos with their cameras. Wow, this is the same field that all the Tiger greats are on. And let's not forget how important that is because of the legacy of Tigers baseball here. They'll walk around like, oh my goodness, whether it's Tram and Lou, whether it's Willie Horton and Al Kaline, or even all the way back to the Mickey Cochran days. So it's a really cool event. I encourage people, if you're coming down, stop first, see Fred, and take a swing for the fences. So spring, summertime are really busy times for our youth programs, right? We want to give them something to do in the summertime. Tell us what you got coming up for our kids in the city.
Yeah, well, we've got our Diamond Sports, so baseball registration is open now. We got a Tiny Tigers program for the little, and our softball program. Both of those will be opening soon. Soccer's on the grow. You know, we've got instructional soccer, you know, boys-only league and girls-only league. You know, one of the only girls' opportunities for, you know, playing soccer recreationally. And then we got little kickers and a new program, Hooping with Cops, where the police officers are spread out in all the precincts and coaching youth from their area. So a lot of opportunities to sign up, and it's going to be a great spring and summer for PAL and for the kids we serve.
And if somebody's interested in signing up, they just go to the website?
Yep, DetroitPAL.org. We actually just refreshed the website today, so they'll get a chance to see the new look and can look at the easy places to register for the present programs and also see some of the other programs and events that are coming up.
You always take an annual trip. I know Officer Norwood and Joe Smith on your team take a group and you go out into the wilderness somewhere out of state. Is that planned for this summer as well?
Yeah, absolutely. The great outdoors trip. So yep. We take some of the exceptional young people from all the youth that we serve and, you know, have an adventure, you know, get out of the city, go to camps and other places. And, you know, they learn goal setting, resilience, accountability, teamwork. So that is planned. We haven't determined the location yet, but, you know, we've been in Iowa and Pennsylvania, a lot of cool places with the kids.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds left. You played basketball at U of M. You and I talk about it all the time. How are you feeling about Michigan's chances this weekend in the Final Four?
I'm feeling very good. You know, we've got the horses, got the team, got the coach, and, you know, everybody's excited. So, you know, hoping to bring home a national championship here in 2026 for the Maize and Blue.
Well, Fred, thanks for being with us. Thanks for being such a champion for Detroit youth. You and your team do amazing work. So thank you again so much and have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. So Mike and Danielle, I cannot tell you what a blast I had today. You guys made it so darn easy for me. Thanks for allowing me to sit in.
It's over already. Wow, that went by fast.
Well, I hope I didn't make a fool of myself on April Fool's Day, but thanks again so much. I really enjoyed this.
Great job, Steve.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day.